Hello and welcome. Today we're talking about an underrated training tool you use every day, your dog's name. It's not just a label. It's a high-value cue that shapes safety, focus, bonding, and how the world treats you and your dog. So when should you rename your dog? And when should you evolve your naming strategy without a full reset? I'll give you the science, a quick decision test, real-world examples, and a simple plan to teach a new name that sticks. First, what is a name to your dog? It's a conditioned cue. Through classical conditioning, the name predicts good things: food, play, praise, so your dog likes hearing it. Through operant conditioning, turning toward you when they hear it earns rewards, so the behavior becomes reliable. That's great news. Most dogs can learn a new name quickly if you're consistent and generous. Phonetics matter. Short, crisp names with bright vowels cut through distractions. One or two syllables is ideal. Ziggy, Kona, Rook, Nova. Avoid names that sound like cues. Bow and Bow versus No. Kit versus Sit. Ray versus Stay. Dawn or Donnie versus Down. If your dog has to decode whether it's a name or a command, you're adding confusion in the noisiest moments. How do you know if a rename is smart? Use the 3R test: recall, respectfulness, relevance. If your current name fails on two or more, consider a change. Recall. Does your dog orient to their name under mild distractions and improve with training? If you've done honest reps and the response is still flat, the name may be part of the problem. Respectfulness. Is the name free of baggage and culturally appropriate? If a previous home paired it with scolding, or if it creates friction at the park or with neighbors, that's a liability. Relevance. Does it fit your life? In a multi-dog home, is it distinct? Does it work for therapy sport dogs, daily check-ins, vet visits, and daycare? Common situations where renaming is smart. 1. Adoption or rehoming. Fresh names speed bonding and erase punishment history. 2. Negative associations or trauma. If your dog flinches at the current name, switch and pair the new one with positive reinforcement. 3. Phonetic clash with cues. If it resembles No, Sit, Stay, Down, Drop, change it to remove confusion. 4. Multi-dog confusion. Milo. And Mo is a mess. Vary syllables, starting consonants, and vowels. Milo and Zig work better. 5. Life stage or role rebranding. Nibbles may not fit an adult companion or therapy dog. Working sport dogs benefit from clear professional names. 6. Household language changes. Choose something everyone can pronounce consistently. 7. Hearing or sensory needs. For seniors or breeds with hearing loss, pick punchy consonants, S, CH, T, or pair with a whistle or visual cue. Your name may become a hand signal or gentle vibration. 8. The digital age. If smart devices mishear the name or it overlaps with wake words, rename for clarity in tech-heavy environments. 9. Cultural sensitivity and perception. Avoid names that provoke or stereotype. A rename can protect access to housing, daycare, and neighbor goodwill. 10. Safety and emergency clarity. On trails, in parks, near traffic, you need a name that slices through noise. 11. Professional alignment. SAR, therapy, agility. Names should be easy to say, clear on radio, and public friendly. 12. Administrative cleanup. If your dog has multiple aliases, standardize to one call name and update records. When you probably shouldn't rename, your dog has outstanding recall across environments. Changing it can temporarily reduce safety. You're fostering short-term or pet sitting. Continuity is kinder unless advised otherwise. High-level performance dogs mid-season, wait for off-season. Fragile seniors under stress, add a new bonus cue, but keep the familiar name. You can also evolve without a full rename. Keep the formal registered name. Use a different daily call name. Standardize nicknames. Pick one primary recall name. Save variations for cuddle time. Pair the name with a whistle or hand signal for noise. Train a separate attention cue, like look, keeping the name positive only. How to choose a better name? Use the PACT framework. Phonetics, association, context, tech. Phonetics. 1 to 2 syllables, crisp start, bright vowel, distinct from commands and other pets' names. Say it fast, 5 times. If it blurs, keep iterating. Association. The name should predict good stuff. Keep your voice upbeat. Don't use it to scold. Let the name be a beacon, not a warning. Context. Where and who matters? Parks, elevators, lobbies, kids, grandparents, roommates. It must be easy for everyone. Tech. Test it with smart speakers, GPS collars, daycare phone calls. If devices can't parse it, pick something cleaner. Teach the new name. Simple plan. Step 1. Charge the name. In a quiet room with 10 tiny treats, say the name once. As your dog glances at you, mark yes and treat. Name, pause, yes, treat. No repeating. Do 10 to 20 reps, 2 to 3 times a day, for 2 to 3 days. Keep it fun. Step 2. Add movement. Say the name once while your dog is sniffing nearby. The instant they flick an ear or turn, mark and treat. If no response, get closer, reduce distractions, or use better rewards. Step 3. Build context. Practice in different room, then yard, then sidewalk. Start easy in each new place. Then add mild distractions. The name means check me first, not come sprinting no matter what. Step 4. Check-in game. Stroll around. Say the name once. When your dog glances at you, mark and toss a treat to reset. Keep it playful. Step 5. Tidy habits. Don't scold with the name. Don't machine gun it. Say it once, then wait. For recalls, pair the name with your recall cue. Nova, here, and pay generously when they arrive. Multi-dog homes, teach individually first. Then play the name game together. Say Rook, reward only Rook. Then Kona, reward only Kona. This trains each dog to filter for their sound. Troubleshooting. If your dog ignores the new name, your rewards may be too weak for the environment, or your pronunciation is muddy. Upgrade treats, shorten sessions, and test at 3 feet. If your dog shows woolly at the old name, don't mix them. Use the new name exclusively and pay every repetition. For hearing impaired dogs, use a visual or tactile name, a small hand wave, flashlight blink, or gentle vibration. Then reinforce eye contact the same way. Admin checklist when you commit. Update microchip registry, vet records, license, daycare, training class roster, tags, and smart devices. Tell neighbors, walkers, and friends the new name so they can help reinforce it. Quick recap. Your dog's name is the attention switch that makes everything else easier. Recall, leash manners, safety, and connection. If the current name fails on recall, respectfulness, or relevance, change it. Keep it short, crisp, and distinct. Condition it with great experiences. Use PACT to choose wisely. Teach it with short, happy sessions, and keep the name positive. If you're on the fence, run the 3R test today. Brainstorm 3 names that fit PACT. Say them in your kitchen and across your yard, and pick the one that makes you smile and makes your dog's ears perk. A right name isn't just cute. It's a safety tool, a training accelerator, and a bridge to the bond you want. Thanks for listening. Go charge that name, have fun with your dog, and I'll talk to you next time.